2HD.
We're talking to Mark Latham, the leader of One Nation. Mark, it's being thrown around again, but Labor have said all they've said before, they'll probably say it again, they have no policy or secret deal to introduce an inheritance tax. But Anthony Albanese's talked about this before, hasn't he?
Yes, at a Labor Party conference, he moved a motion during the time of the Hawke government to make this happen, and the Labor Party rejected it. You know, I served 11 years in the Parliament with Albanese, and I can tell you, Brent, he has supported every radical left-wing economic idea for 40 years. And he was notorious inside the party. And on top of bad economic policies like inheritance tax and slugging the rich and hitting business and destroying jobs and all these attacks on the coal industry, on top of that, a very strong supporter of open borders. He's against turning back the boats. He would allow the refugee boat people trade to flood into Australia, and you know, things like gender fluidity we discussed earlier on, he's all in favour of that. If you just took your average left-wing activist out of the inner-city green politics, well, Albanese has backed in all those ideas for four decades, and all I can say is that the bloke you see there trying to make out he's moderate and centrist, it's one big performance. You know, he'll get the Oscar for this if he wins the election, because that's not the real Anthony Albanese and what he believes in, I can give you 100% guarantee.
So you don't think the new glasses and the loss of 15 kilos and the tailor-made suits has changed the man, Mark? What?
No, I don't think any of that has changed his views. You can't have those hard left views for 40 years and then just because you know people won't vote for them, you hide them under the rug for the duration of an election campaign. It's not genuine. It's not fair dinkum. It is a performance. It's one big act. He's getting away with it so far because of all this focus on Scott Morrison, all the things we mentioned earlier on. The whole media focuses on Morrison. But those who know Albanese, and I've spoken to some former Labor colleagues about this, those who know Albanese can't quite believe that he's got away with it for so long.
Okay, all right. I suppose when you start to talk about distribution of wealth and anybody that earns over $100,000, I mean, gee whiz, most people start with nothing, work all their lives to try and build up what they can so they can leave a nice little nest egg for their children.
Yeah, leaving something better for the kids, but also along the way, if you're running a small or a larger size business, creating jobs that gives someone else opportunities and a chance for that family to leave something better for their children. So all of that is how the system works. We've tried alternatives to that market-based economy in other countries and they've been a dismal failure. But Albanese is from that failed economic agenda, and people, if he becomes Prime Minister, they'll find he's a very, very different person in office to the one they thought they were voting for.
The New South Wales government today has relaxed the COVID hospital visitation rules. Now, this came as a backlash from many families that were blocked from seeing dying relatives during the state's Omicron surge. Some of these stories are just disgusting, really. There's no other word for it, are they?
Absolutely. 6 or 7 hours at Campbelltown Hospital to get in to see their dying mum, and they missed out. That's just terrific. And we had Ray on this program talking about his ill wife and no chance to go in there. I think they should adopt what Rod Roberts and I have put forward, that every person in hospital with a decent duration of stay should be able to nominate a designated support person who can go in there and help around the hospital room, take a bit of pressure off the nurses, provide very important moral and compassionate support. A bit of love is good for your health in those circumstances, and it's just part of human decency. So we wrote to Perrottet 3 weeks ago about this, and he fobbed it off to the health minister. It should have always been the case that people had love and support around them in hospital.
Everyone listening to us this afternoon would have to agree with you 100%. Absolutely.
Well, how hard is it for government to do these things? You know, how hard is it? I mean, that Brad Hazzard in health, boy, he's an arrogant schmuck. I mean, if he says one thing and he sticks to it, even if it's against human decency.
Last but not least, the Aboriginal flag will fly permanently atop of the Sydney Harbour Bridge as part of a new suite of measures that Dominic Perrottet is going to implement. So we're going to have the Aboriginal flag on the top of the Harbour Bridge, and I believe that means that the New South Wales state flag won't fly there now.
Well, I found this a fascinating story because it was brought to my attention an article that was written in the Daily Telegraph on the 3rd of February 2018. And the author of this article said that flying the flag above the harbour bridge, the Indigenous flag, is trendy virtue signalling. All it does is stroke the egos of the inner city elites that control Labor's agenda, but it won't make one iota of practical difference to the lives of the people of New South Wales. It won't lift a single Indigenous community out of poverty, and it won't close the gap one inch. And I thought that was a very good article in February 4 years ago, and it was written by Dominic Perrottet.
Right, is that true?
Yeah, they're Perrottet's own words, and he wasn't sort of a junior backbencher, he was the treasurer of New South Wales in saying that this was trendy virtue signalling to do the Indigenous flag, and now he supports it. And in my 3 years in the Parliament, I've got to ask the question, who really is Dominic Perrottet? Is he the man from that article 4 years ago, or the one now with a backflip with Triple Pike supporting the Indigenous flag permanently flying on the Sydney Harbour Bridge? So he's a bit of a chameleon, this guy. You really don't know which Perrottet is going to turn up on a day-to-day basis.
Does he have new glasses and suits as well?
he's got his old glasses there, but it's hard to know who it is who's turning up for work and what he's going to say, because, you know, you see some backflips in politics, but not to the extent of this article in The Telegraph. And he was scathing about the proposal, making out you'd be an absolute inner-city trendy to go down this path, but now that's him.
He's gone down that path. And we've got to go. It always goes so quick when we talk to you on a Thursday. Thank you for making yourself available. We look forward to catching up with you next week.
A pleasure. Thanks, Brent.
Thanks, Mark. Bye-bye. That's Mark Latham, leader of One Nation in New South Wales. We'll podcast that, have it up on the local website if you want to have a listen back. And also, we sent it to Mark and he puts it on his Outsiders Facebook page. I see that there's going to be Perrottet's asked the bureaucrats to find a way to install a third flagpole at the top of the harbour bridge. So I dare say the state flag will continue to fly.